the Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment Chan Du, the Magician. Before our drama starts, we would like to ask you a question. Had you noticed, perhaps, how difficult it was to buy White King in the years we've just passed through? Other kinds of soaps on grocer's shelves, often in abundance, but seemingly so little White King. Well, White King is made largely from precious nut and vegetable oils. These were scarce. We could not begin to fill demand for our soap, and we would not sacrifice quality. The ladies who are our customers are intelligent people. And so when a package of White King did appear on a grocer's shelf, it was quickly bought and taken home and treasured, as perhaps no other soap has ever been. Maybe you haven't tried this different kind of soap. It will do so much of your work for you that you too will say, "I love White King soap." Princess Naji, the strangely beautiful woman who 12 years ago was responsible for Frank Chandler's first visit to the yogi in India, contrives to reach the malevolent Roxor with a message. When he calls at her Cairo home, she tells him she no longer wishes to work with Chandler, but instead with him. Hinting at her possession of the evil secrets of black magic, she convinces Roxor she can be of great service. Later, at the hotel on the edge of the desert, she shows Chandler and Dorothy an ancient parchment on which is drawn the plan of the long-lost tunnel linking the Great Pyramid with the Sphinx. There, she insists, Robert Regent may be found. Together, Naji and Chandler call upon all their occult knowledge to find the tunnel's entrance. Chandu, the Magician.
Show us the doorway to the living past.
Nothing. Still nothing.
Blackness, like a great curtain. Why should I fail in this? Chandu.
Naji!
Listen, Uncle Frank.
Uncle Frank, we have something to tell you.
Did you see it, Naji?
Yes, Chandu.
Just before Bob and Betty.
Where was it? I didn't see a thing.
In a temple.
Hey, what is this, Uncle Frank?
You all look so funny. Well, don't you want to hear what we have to tell you? It's terrific.
Oh, not now, Betty. Frank, do you really think you can find a way in there?
In where, Mom?
I bet I know. It's something about Uncle Frank's magic.
And Naji's, too, this time.
And we didn't see it.
Oh, gee. It scares me. But I love it anyway. What was it, Uncle Frank? What did you see?
And what's that roll of paper on the table? You found Dad's drawing.
No, no.
Do not touch the parchment, Bob. Nor Betty. It is not for you.
Whore. I'm sorry, Naji.
Yes, we don't mean to snoop.
Oh, you misunderstand, and I cannot explain.
Well, that's all right. Mom, what's the matter with Uncle Frank? He looks like he's 1,000 miles away.
Not at all, Bob. I was just thinking...
Of what we must do?
Yes. We'll go there. All but you, Naji.
You will go to that place without me?
We must. We'll hire a guide, as tourists do, and go on the customary visit to the Sphinx.
The Sphinx? Oh, I've been dying to go up and take some pictures of it. We only got to see the back of its head the other day.
That's just what you can do, Betty. I only hope the sand's been cleared away from it.
The sand wouldn't drift over the Sphinx in a couple of days, would it?
No, I don't mean that, Bob. There's an ancient temple under the Sphinx, and every year the sand drifts in and fills it, so it has to be excavated again.
It has been done, Chandu.
Even if it has. If... That tunnel is connected with the Great Pyramid. Couldn't we get in from there?
With tourists climbing in and out all day? We'd never know when a party of tourists would arrive. It's the first place they go, Dorothy, when they reach Cairo.
Well, you can't blame them, Uncle Frank.
I don't, Betty. At any rate, the entrance we saw is at the other end, in that temple.
Look, couldn't you let us in on this?
We will, Bob, up to a point. Now, Jane, you must wait at the hotel until you hear from us.
You believe Roxor will become suspicious?
You know he would, Naji, if he knows about the tunnel and saw you there with us. I can't let you risk it.
Suppose I should say to him, that I was only learning whether you knew of the tunnel, Chandu.
For Pete's sake, have you found Roxor?
No wonder you looked funny when we came in. Bob, we didn't tell them.
Please, Betty. In a few minutes, dear.
Chandu, I could perhaps...
No,
go...
no, Nadji. I'll drive you into Cairo and bring back a guide.
As you say. But you will allow me to suggest a man, Ali El Gabri.
Splendid.
He is not Arabic. He is Egyptian.
You said that as if it were unusual, Nadji.
Of course, you do not know, Dorothy. The Egyptian guides are as proud of their pure blood as if they were kings.
Yes, Dot. The Egyptian guides and their families even live in a village all of their own. It's not far from here, as a matter of fact.
But if this whole thing is to be kept secret, what about the guide? I mean, if you do find the entrance to the tunnel.
Sworn to me by the oath of time. It is said his family were servants of mine before the years of the pharaohs.
Golly, everything in Egypt is so old. But then that's what makes it so fascinating.
Listen, Betty. You too, Bob. Nadji thinks your father may be in the tunnel we're talking about.
Oh, no, he isn't. That's just what we were trying to tell you.
Dad's in Cairo.
What on earth makes you think that?
Well, when we were sitting down there on the terrace, after Nadji came up here, a man came up to us and told us.
An Arab?
Yeah, sure.
He said he had a message for you, Uncle Frank. Bob said he'd go up and get you, but he wouldn't let him. He looked scared to death, didn't he, Bob?
Oh, you should have seen him. He kept looking over his shoulder like...
Well, what was the message, Bob?
Well, he said to tell you this. The one you seek is in the Souk El Nahasin.
Yes, he did, Uncle Frank. We said it over two or three times, so we'd be sure to get it right. Do you know where that is?
It means the Bazaar of the Coppersmiths, Betty.
It cannot be so, Chandu.
It sounds a lot more reasonable to me than to think he'd been in a tunnel nobody's been able to find for thousands of years.
Is that why we're going out to the Sphinx, for Pete's sake?
Do not allow this message to turn you aside, Chandu.
I'll have to look into it, Nadji. If it's not true, we'll still have time to go to the tunnel. It won't be dark for a couple of hours.
But you may be walking into a trap.
You know, this isn't like you, Nadji, to be afraid.
I'm sorry, Chandu. Shall we go now?
Yes. The rest of you be ready to leave when I come back with the guide.
The Sphinx. I can hardly wait. Imagine walking in here right under the Sphinx's chin.
It's a funny kind of temple, though. Just a lot of pillars and rows. Oh, look up there. It doesn't look as if there ever was a roof.
Well, there probably wasn't, Bob. Ali can tell you all about it. The temple was built for the worship of Horus, the sun god.
You wonder how they could lift those big blocks of stone to put up the walls. No machinery or anything.
Oh, look over here at these funny carved pictures.
Frank, wait a minute.
Go with them, Ali.
Aywa, Effendi.
What is it, Dad?
Who was the man in the bazaar? Or was there anyone?
Yes, he'd been there all right. I missed him. I don't have to tell you, it probably wasn't Robert.
Probably? Why don't you tell me the truth? You and Nadji know something about Robert now, don't you?
No. No, I give you my word, Dot. Look here. Are you still thinking Bob may have been right the night we went through Robert's things?
It's the only thing that makes any sense. He could have been injured when the ship sank. And people do have amnesia. You see it in the papers all the time.
Do you realize what you're doing, Dot?
What do you mean?
You're trying to put off my finding the entrance to the tunnel. Do you realize that?
No, but I...
You can face it, Dot. You said yourself you wanted to know the truth, no matter what it is.
Yes, but now that we may meet Robert in a few minutes, and he may be...
Don't, Dot. Just believe that when the time comes, we'll find him. And when it does, you'll know what to do.
Oh, I hope so.
All right now?
Yes, Frank.
Now, the entrance to the tunnel must be under the wall there. And let's see. And the third pillar. That's this one.
If there's a stairway under the floor, it should sound hollow.
No. No, it would have been discovered years ago. What about these wall carvings, though? Ali said this was the temple of the sun god. And this is the figure of Horus. So, what if the secret is in the hand of Horus? And I press...
Look,
what happened?
Hey,
smoke, you almost fell right through the floor.
Oh, you're shaking all over.
Oh, it's all right, dear. I felt the stone begin to slip, and luckily I stepped off of it. Oh, I'm not hurt, darling, really.
The stone slides down to make the top step of a stairway. All these centuries, and the mechanism works as if it had been built yesterday.
But if Najee's right, it has been in use, Frank.
You have found it, O Chandu. The legend of my master's people has come to pass.
How dark and awful it looks down there.
You're not going into it, Betty. Ollie, quick now. Take Bob and Betty back to the hotel. See that they're inside before you leave them.
Oh, Uncle Frank.
I'm a great effendi. Not even the priests of the temple were more powerful.
Yeah, and if you knew how we found out the entrance, you'd really fall on your face, Ollie.
Listen. Listen. There's someone walking in the sand up there. Listen.
What if there is?
We'll have to take them with us, Dud.
You don't think Roxanne...
Or one of his men. We don't want anyone to know we found the stairway. I'll go first. And listen to me, Ollie.
I am also to come down into the place of darkness?
No. No, you wait here. When we're inside, press on the carving there. You see it, Ollie? The hand of Horus. That's it. The stone will move back in place. Don't leave this spot for anything until we come out. Unless...
But it might not open from the inside.
I know that. Ollie, if we're not out of here in half an hour, open the entrance in the same way. Do you understand?
Aiwa. It shall be as you say.
Fine. Come on. This is the bottom of the steps. Wait until Ali closes the entrance.
The place of darkness. There's something evil here. Robert couldn't be in a place like this. Robert! Robert!
Before we bring to a close our drama this evening, may I say something to the ladies on the subject of hands? There is an extra special quality in White King soap that is extra specially kind to hands. And I'll tell you what it is. If you use the kind of soap that needs hot, hot water to make it work, your hands are likely to be rough and red no matter what kind of soap it is, or what claims are made for it, or what it contains. But listen, White King, with its nut and vegetable oils, doesn't need hot water. In washing machine or dishpan, for heavy clothes or filmy, fragile things, White King washes the dirt away in water that's just about body temperature. Ever hear of anything like that? No wonder millions and millions of ladies say, I love White King soap. That's what you'll say, too. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.